Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
All right, get your coffee. Time to get after it. 50 degrees for the high. It is Friday. Yes, it is. Moose, Breezy, PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show.
I'm wearing a full sweatsuit right now, so love it.
We're unhinged today.
Get yours at Costco. It's so good. Not an ad, not a plug, just your comfort.
Nothing screams luxury like Kirkland clothing.
Period.
585-252-9800 for there I said it. Let's get after it. Gina is weighing in first, and she says, we got to stop giving random people a platform who absolutely have done nothing or have nothing to offer. There I said it.
Then stay off TikTok, I guess. I don't know,
triggered.
Gina.
Is she talking about us?
No, she's not talking about me.
You don't know that.
I do. I have a lot to offer, like the link to this sweatsuit. Yeah, that's just TikTok. Oh. Touch it.
Oh, is that Kirkland? That is kind of nice. How much you pay for that? She's coming over. How much did you pay
it's
for that?
32-degree heat is the brand.
Let me feel it. Oh, that is nice.
Put your hand on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like butter.
That was just the most awkward exchange I've ever had with a human being.
The sweatsuit is sweatsuiting, and I'm... God, I'm literally obsessed. Am I a sweatsuit girly now? Ah!
That's me. With my tracksuit on, I walk the mall.
It's just...
You are officially a mall plastic walker. Congratulations.
Yeah, I love that for you. Can I do mine? Because I've been chomping at the bit to get it into the world.
If I say no, you're going to do it anyways.
Of course. Okay, so mine for today is this. If you're a server and you bitch about your life to your tables, you're not getting a tip. There, I said it. I was out to dinner last night.
Oh, here comes the story.
Okay, I was out to dinner last night.
Sure.
And the server was mediocre at best. And she literally came over. It was, I don't know what time the restaurant closed, but it was like 8:45. She was like, can you girls like pay so I can leave? She have my granddaughter early in the morning. I'm like, not my issue, Cynthia.
Well, did she say it with an attitude or was she kind
it
of
wasn't
being
kind.
Cutesy?
It wasn't kind.
She wasn't trying to be cutesy.
No.
You're not being dramatic?
No, never. Me, dramatic? Could never be me. So I was like, okay. And we put our card down and she's like, well, the busser will come by and like clean up the rest. I just have to do my cash out. Now she's telling us her whole life story. I'm like, literally don't care, Patricia. So then she comes back over and she's like, I guess the busser left. I would love if my daddy owned the restaurant. I could just waltz in and out whenever I please.
Ew.
Guys, he came in at 8:30 yesterday. We closed at 9.
Ew.
I was like, I literally don't care. Like, I couldn't care less. And I'm getting the ick that you're, like, spilling your guts about your personal life to me. Like, I just want to eat my quesadilla. So.
I
said it. You're a server, leave your emotions and baggage at the door.
I feel like this can be said about anyone in the food industry. Do you remember my experience at the drive-thru at 4-something in the morning months back?
Sure do.
And I won't tell you the name of it. It rhymes with Munchkin. But I went there for a coffee, and this guy came on the speaker. By the way, I'm the only one in the drive-thru. It's like 4:15 in the morning.
He goes,
excuse me. You're going to have to wait a minute because I'm all here by myself because all of these employees I work with don't like working, which is why they live with their parents. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't care.
I was like, can we show some professionalism just for a second?
It gives me the ick and like leave it at the door. Thanks. There, I said it.
Who's this? Courtney? I don't care what anyone says. There was absolutely no reason for the city to rip up Park Avenue. There, I said it.
No, literally.
And I'm not sure if you guys have been down there, but it's a disaster and it's taking away so much business. I actually drove past there yesterday. And yes, it's a hot mess, but it needs to be done. All those trees, they needed to uproot them. I mean, they're ripping up the sidewalks. That needs to be done. It's going to look really nice, though, when they finish it. All right, mine for today is I guarantee that when you're out in public, okay, and you smell something foul, 90% of the time it's a woman that let one rip. And she does it in a crowded room because she is certain she can get away with it. Because everyone is just going to blame it on some poor guy. There, I said it. And I've dealt with this time and time again.
Wow.
It feels so good to get that off my chest.
So accusatory this morning. Wow. Top scene.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. My there I said it for today is that a lot of the times it's not someone's fault. They turn into a loser. Most people just come from broken homes. Really? Most people?
That's simply not true.
There are so many variables on why they are the way they are. There I said it. No name on that one.
Okay. Well, okay. I feel like I should probably go call my therapist. This person says, Thanksgiving is coming and I just want to put a PSA out there. No one, and I mean absolutely no one, cares what your plate of food looks like. There, I said it.
I know. We're all so excited to just share.
Phone eats first.
And you know what? All of our stories are the exact same. We're taking photos of the exact same thing. Yes, we know. You are also eating cranberry sauce. We get it. When is Hanukkah?
In December.
It is?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No,
here.
I know. I'm just so excited to start playing this song. I mean, if this just doesn't pump you up for the holidays.
It doesn't. I'm so sorry. Okay. December 25th to January 2nd. Last year, I went to my friend's house, who's Jewish. I was spinning that dreidel all night. Let me tell you.
Were you guys, really?
Hell yeah, we were.
Yeah, they have the best games.
Hell yeah, we were.
Mike says, yo, if the handicap stall is wide open, then it's free game. There, I said it. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm with you, buddy. Been there, done that. It's just so much more comfortable.
I also second that, except for this weekend I was in the airport. Oh, God, I shouldn't even tell the story, but let's roll the dice. I was in the airport and I was like beelining for the handicap stall because obviously I'm obsessed. And this woman was behind me in a wheelchair and I was like, maybe we should take a hard right. Yeah, we took a hard right. So
you did. You let her have it.
Of course. Yeah. I mean,
have some class.
But I was just like, yeah, that would have been bad if I walked out and she was waiting. That would have been really bad.
And then I got a couple more coming in. I hate people who have to always plan every single day of the week. You may be dead tomorrow. Live in the moment. There, I said it. That's a good point. And then, of course, look who's here. Breezy, you want to take a stab? Most toxic man in Rochester.
Edward.
Big Ed. What's up, guys? Long time no talk.
Thank God.
Hey, what do you call a pig that practices karate? Oh, here we go. Breezy, you want to take a stab at it? It's a good one today. What do you call a pig that practices karate? It's coming in from Big Ed.
I don't know. Can't even take a stab at it.
A pork chop.
Love it. Love it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It blows my mind how dismissive and rude you are to this guy week after week, and he just keeps coming back for more. It's really a beautiful thing to watch.
It really.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.